profit motive, P-R-O-F-I-T, or profit motive, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. There are two kinds of reward in the world, recognition and money. Are you in the market for recognition, congratulating yourself for calling every market move ahead of time and explaining the move after the fact? Or are you in the market to make money? Are you more interested in the psychological reward of gold stars than the financial reward of gold coins? Are you trying to be right or to make money? Are you motivated by the profit, P-R-O-P-H-E-T, motive, or the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, motive? To answer, you have to figure out which type of participant you are, bettor, gambler, investor, trader, or speculator. You do this by examining the characteristics and behaviors you are exhibiting, not the activity. That is, opining the outcome of a political race, playing at a blackjack table, buying stocks, trading in the pit, or buying or selling commodity futures from your Bluebird Wander Lodge. The characteristics displayed determine the activity. Embarking upon games or entering the markets can be either an end or a means. It is an end for people who yearn for the stimulation and excitement that the vicissitudes of a game or the market provide them, gamblers, or those whose vanity is flattered by the display of their superiority in playing a game that requires cunning and skill, bettors. It is a means for professionals who want to make money, speculators, investors, and traders. One morning, Joe Siegel and I were on the trading floor when one of my accounts called in from vacation. "What's lumber doing today?" "It's limit up." "Why?" "The cash market is a lot stronger because storms in the Northwest are making it hard to get the lumber out from the mills." "Where's cash?" I told him prices for 2x4s of white fir, Western SPF, and green Douglas fir, and continued reading the news wire. The green in green Douglas fir refers to the fact that it has been newly cut. It has not been dried. Just like someone who is new at something is referred to as green. Siegel looked over at me and said, "I never have understood why they get such a premium price for lumber that they paint green." I couldn't believe it. Here was Joe Siegel, easily trading more lumber futures than anyone else on the floor, and he didn't even know the difference between green and kiln-dried lumber in the cash market. I wasn't sure if he was kidding me or not, but looking back, I can only now see how it was possible for him to be such a successful trader without knowing that green lumber isn't actually painted green. He was a trader, and he relied on short-term information like order flow and price action to make his decisions because his time frame was short-term. He didn't let longer-term information more suited for investor types interfere with his trading. He knew the difference between traders and investors.